the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Johnny Winter has died in Switzerland overnight. He was 70 years of age.
And I'm Margaret Gray.
What? Why do we have to...
I couldn't stop moving when it first took hold.
Jesus Christ, Margaret.
I... What?
It was a wild thing, man.
I just said that Johnny Winter just passed on and you got to jump in with...
I get to come in at, oh my God. So in other words, I'm not being sensitive to the Winter family, is that it?
No, you're not.
Hey, rock and roll,
hoochie coo.
Lord and mama light my fuse. Rock and roll, hoochie coo. Took out
Margaret Gray. I'm sorry.
All right.
Do not do that, please.
It is in my contract that I'm sufficiently identified.
You all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, why don't you shut up?
The way you waggle the thing, it really knocks me out.
I won't say anything, but you don't...
Get all the time, but if you're not there too...
What?
I won't say anything, but
come
you don't
on, get... Come on, a little closer, gonna do it to you. Yeah, rock and roll, hoochie coo.
Johnny Winter, and as I mentioned, Johnny Winter has died in Switzerland, apparently of a heart ailment, and he was a significant, you know...
Well, Johnny Winter was a major star in the late 60s and early 70s, a significant member of the rock and roll pantheon at the time.
Now, this guy, Johnny, now, is that he's a white man, right?
Yes, he's a white man. Why?
Well, there's no big thing.
The guy's whiter than anybody he's ever been.
What do you mean he's... Because he was an albino, is that... I don't even know if that's true.
That was albino?
I don't know whether... Let's read about Johnny Winter, because when Johnny Winter first came to prominence as a singer, as a guitar player, and I originally knew him as a guitar player because, as I said, I had a friend who, the late, great Paul Compton said, "Have you heard this album by this guy?" I said, "No, I have not." He said, "Listen to the way this guy plays." So it was at a time when playing guitar, even though playing guitar is still obviously prized by all kinds of young musicians, being able to really play guitar back then was, it was the beginning of the whole guitar hero thing. So you had Hendrix and you had Clapton and you had some other guys like Bloomfield and Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page. And then you had, you know, guys like Johnny Winter, and Alvin Lee is another one.
Now, Alvin Lee just died as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he was the guy at Woodstock.
Right, yeah, Alvin Lee died, I guess, last year. I thought I printed this off. I can't believe this, man. I'm brain dead, man, with half of this shit. I swear to God. Here it is. Johnny Winter. Blues legend Johnny Winter dies in Switzerland. Guitar singer and music producer Johnny Winter has died at the age of 70. 70, man. It just blows me away, you know. So when I first heard him, I was 20. When I first heard Johnny Winter, I was 17. So he was 27, 20, 28 years old. Winter rose to fame in the late 60s and 70s with his performances and recordings that included producing his childhood hero, Muddy Waters.
What? Muddy Waters, but don't, Bud, please don't interrupt.
Yeah, don't interrupt, Bud.
Well, what's the guy's name is Muddy Water? What's that about?
That's what those guys were named back then, man. They gave themselves names. They didn't want the slave name.
Oh, get out of here with a slave name, will you? That's old hat. That stuff's all in a heap.
Shut up, will you? You don't even know what you're talking about. A lot of those guys, the blues guys especially, gave themselves names because they were, as far as they were concerned, they were better show names than the ones that, I think Muddy Waters' real name is McDaniel, like, you know, Mervin or Melvin or something like that.
How do you like that? A blues guy and his name is Melvin. Brother, that don't work.
Well, I don't know if that's it.
It was something McDaniels.
Hattie?
Not Hattie. I'm going to kick your ass. Hattie McDaniels. So anyway, he took the name Muddy Water. Lead Belly was another one. Don't say it, Bud.
Well, are you trying to tell me a guy's name is Lead Belly?
Yeah, man, the guy's name was Lead Belly. That's the guy's name. Been to prison, too.
Yeah, I would expect a guy named Lead Belly to be to prison. Where else a guy like that? I mean, yeah, that's got to be against the law.
Why don't you shut up? There was Lead Belly. There was Blind Lemon Jefferson. You want to laugh at that one, too? There was all kinds of names, just like white guys have got weird names. How about Vanilla Ice?
Oh, well.
Yeah, Riff Raff.
Well, they're just being rappers.
Oh, they're just being rappers. Anyway, Johnny Winter, who rose to prominence, including producing his childhood hero, Muddy Waters. I love blues. I don't mind a little rock and roll, too, as long as it's blues-based rock and roll, he told Guitar World in 2010. And he was also, of course, the older brother of Edgar Winter, in the words here of USA Today, also a music legend. Now, I don't know whether we want to call Edgar Winter a music legend, but I would, and I don't even know if the word legend, yeah, I guess it applies to Johnny. Winter's representative, Carla Parisi, confirmed on Thursday to the Associated Press that Winter died Wednesday in a hotel room in Zurich. A Facebook note says his wife, family, and bandmates were all saddened by the loss of one of the world's finest guitarists. He had been on an extensive tour that took him to Europe for his last performance Saturday at the Lovely Days Festival in Wiesn, Austria. He performed in May at the annual Jazz Fest in New Orleans, which is, of course, the Heritage Jazz Festival. Winter was born in Beaumont, Texas. How do you like that, Beaumont, which is where Maria, my ex, was born before the family moved out to...
Yeah.
Yeah, what about it?
I just, you know, a little shout out to Beaumont, Texas, that's all.
Oh, all right. You know, Maria's a blonde as well, and I thought you were about to tell me she's related to Johnny Winter, like the two of them are albinos.
No, they're not both albinos. What?
Well, you're saying Maria, I don't know what it had to do with anything.
It's a shout out to Beaumont, okay?
Yeah, man, can't you give a shout out?
What do you mean by a shout? You're talking about a shout out? You're just acknowledging that Beaumont exists?
Yeah, that's it. I'm acknowledging that Beaumont exists.
Well, geez, Phil, don't start... You almost started squirting stuff out of your nose on that one.
So, now I lost my place.
Right here, give me this. Here, I'll show you where it is.
No, I'll do it.
Give me that. Anyway, Johnny Winter was born in Beaumont, Texas. He showed his gift for music at an early age. At the age of 14, he played the clarinet. At 11, the ukulele.
Well, why didn't he become a clarinet?
What? We mean blues.
Well, I'm not talking to you, Bud, or I swear to God, this hand closes into a fist. See how quickly that does that?
Yes, ma'am.
Why didn't he become a blues clarinet player?
Well, that's a good point, Phil.
I don't know blues clarinet player.
They don't have any blues clarinet players.
What do you mean they don't have... Was he a blues artist?
Yes, he was a blues artist. He used the traditional instrument of blues, which is the guitar, okay?
Not the ukulele. You can't... I know that the guitar has been used, but why not take a chance, step out? That would prove more to me, you see, as an original... You know what I'm saying, General, right?
Well, I think that Margaret... She's making the point, Phil, that if you want to step out and be an original, being a blues... the blues ukulele... If I could tell you, because I think this is something...
There's no...
Now, hold on, Phil. Just for 5 seconds, just pretend like you don't know everything. Would that be all right?
I'm not trying to...
All right, well, there's 5 seconds. You know, Honolulu, babe. What was the thing that the guy did?
Oh, that was Lloyd taught you that, didn't he?
Yeah, Lloyd Bonafide taught Honolulu, baby. Where'd you get that eye? Now, if you
that eye, you gotta be plural.
Well, I went. So anyway, just Bud, before something very bad happens to you, just be quiet. So what I'm saying is, you could take that do 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 on the ukulele, right?
Yeah, you're going a long way here, man, to prove that you could play the blues on the ukulele.
Would you listen to the general, please?
Yeah, just listen. Do 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 Honolulu, baby. Do 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 do. Yeah, where did you get that eye? Do do do. So what I'm trying to say here, what are you looking at, Robert?
Man, that's the most, General, you know I respect you. But that soul balled up and fouled up, man, you foobar from way back. You know?
So I'm foobar from way back, huh? I'm trying to give you guys some ideas.
Wait, General, what are you giving me ideas for, man? I don't play the blues ukulele, nor would I ever. I just like to go down in history and on, you know.
Oh, you're going to go down in history, all right. You'll go down in history as one of the biggest jackballs that ever walked the ball, this mud ball called Earth, that you would dismiss out of hand blues ukulele.
And not to mention the blues clarinet. And before you start laughing, as I know you all will, see this one over here.
Well, it's funny. How can I keep it from laughing?
How can you keep it from laughing? Bud, I'm going to bring in the people that produced this show about the kid with the hair on his face, and I'm going to say to them, you think that grabbed the ratings? You think that led Thursday nights? Wait till you get a load of this guy with a plate in his head. And then,
All right, okay, fine. So the blues ukulele, what about it? And never mind that we've taken the topic completely off of a guy that I liked, that I admired, whose music I loved, and I wanted to talk about his passing. Now we got to talk to you about the blues ukulele.
You know something, Phil? I lost a lot of buddies over the years.
I understand that, General.
Hold on. I lost a lot, so I know what it is to lose someone that you admire and that you care for. And I was simply trying to give Mr. Winter the idea of saying, if he blew on a clarinet, you know what? You can take this whole show, the whole beginning of the show, wad it up into a ball and shove it right up your
Blues clarinet.
Right up the blue, yeah, the backside of your blue, right up your blues clarinet's ass.
All right, sorry, General.
Yeah, sure.
You guys are way too sensitive.
Phil, it was an idea.
It was a bad idea.
Thanks a lot, Phil. Hey, where are these you-woos before I start? Where are the you-woos, Bud, before I kill somebody?
I'm right there.
Blues clarinet. Johnny Winter was born in Beaumont, Texas.
You know where you are?
No, I don't.
Johnny Winter was born at the age of 14 in Beaumont, Texas.
Yeah, thank you. Johnny Winter was born at the age of 14. Give me that. Johnny Winter was born in Beaumont, Texas. Showed his gift for music at an early age. At 4, he played the clarinet. At 11, the ukulele. He and Edgar often appeared as a duo on children's TV shows and talent contests. Johnny formed his first band when he was 15, and he was making records at 18. But he battled health and substance abuse issues through the years. In the Guitar World interview in 2010, he said, "I was not in the best shape for a while there. I was going through some really difficult personal issues, and I started taking prescription drugs to help with the problems on the advice of a doctor. But I ended up taking too many prescription drugs for too long. Combined with drinking, the adverse effects just got worse and worse." But he added at the time, "I feel great now." This was in 2010. Last month, in an interview with JournalStar.com, Winter, who released more than 25 albums in his career but never won a Grammy, was asked what he'd like his legacy to be. He replied, "I just hope I'm remembered as a good blues musician." Winter was scheduled to release a new studio album, Step Back, on September the 2nd via Megaforce Records. Johnny Winter is gone at the age of 70. Nothing in here about him being an albino. Maybe it's bullcrap, you know?
I don't know. You know what? And who cares?
Well, that's a very good point. Who does care?
Well, I mean, you brought it up, Miss Henry.
Well, look at when Johnny Winter first came up, and his brother Edgar Winter, and the pictures of these guys were everywhere, obviously, and there's Johnny, and there's, yeah. And people would say, is he? Oh, yeah, he's an albino. So I don't know. I don't even know what an albino is, really.
An albino is one without, you don't even know what one is. Didn't you see Me, Myself, and Irene?
Yeah, what about Casper?
Oh, will you get out of here with Casper?
Yeah, look at the guy with Casper. He had them big glasses and everything.
Yeah, wasn't that based on a real incident?
What was?
Casper in...
Well, you didn't see me, myself, and Irene. I just went and got a U.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I can get up and leave if you want.
No, General, it's fine. I mean, I just excuse me for criticizing or taking exception to you and your whole thing about blues ukulele.
Do you know or do you not know the movie You, Me, and He,
Me, Irene, me?
No, me, myself, and Irene. Yep. You guys got fat between the ears.
Me, myself, and Irene.
I know that movie, yes.
You do? Then you must know, you simply must know, Casper. That was based on Johnny Winter.
Get out of here. We'll be right back on a world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, with more of what's happening. Hope you got yourself tickets to the sold-out Phil Henry one-man show on the 30th of July. Remember Johnny Winter this morning on the Phil Henry podcast, webcast thing.
I'm Margaret Gray here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Skeeber's Suntan Lotion.
I'm getting up in the morning, leave out just my food.
I'm Bud Dickman. Oh, would you guys shut up?
I'm soon in the morning, leave out just my food.
This is pretty hot. This I like.
Write a letter.
Hey.
Telephone every town I know. I'm gonna write a letter. Telephone every town I know.
Woo!
If I don't find her, well, tell her. She in Eastboro, I know.
Do-do-do-do-do. I can sing some of this.
I don't want no woman.
I believe I'll dust my broom.
Downtown, man. I don't want no woman. Want every downtown man. Man, she's no good, don't it? They should love her.
They got a meerkat on TV. And the meerkat on TV scratching its butt.
That's nice. At least once in your life, don't you?
quite some time, doesn't he?
No, the song's over now, Margaret, okay?
I didn't say it. Oh, my God, you're making it look like I don't know.
Margaret, why don't you let the man, God damn it.
A minute ago, you were talking about blues ukulele.
All right, hold on, hold on. Welcome back, folks. Johnny Winter, Dust My Broom. Johnny Winter has passed on in Switzerland, the age of 70, and we got that news this morning, and that's why we're taking a little bit of time on today's show to play his music. Like I said, there, you know, you got to hear it at least once in your life, don't you? And of course, to the great guitar players are still honored, and whole generations of guitar players continue to come along in this country and elsewhere. And I think you should hear Johnny Winter.
Well, that guy could play the hell out of that. I like that. I believe I ought to dust the broom. Yeah.
You know, what does that mean, dust my broom?
It's a bit of blues symbolism. I think that it has to do with getting gone, getting in the wind. Right, Robert?
What are you asking the black guy for?
Yeah. And by the way, Phil, what do you mean, white? You want Robert to be white?
I said right, Robert. I'm sorry, I'm just,
I don't know, I mean, I am black, but I,
You should know these things on account of your black.
Well, I don't, man.
All right, I'm just kidding around,
What is this one key don't, what's this one monkey don't stop no show? What's that, is that sexual too?
Yes, that has to do with...
Well, no.
No, I'll do it, Phil. I know these things. One monkey don't stop no show is a bit of blues symbolism, as Phil said, having to do with the woman's monkey, you know?
No, Margaret, no.
It's something like that.
No. We can get into a whole, I don't know, I know that one key don't unlock, my key doesn't unlock her door. Never mind.
Oh, God, man, the key, I get it.
Oh, now that's very obvious, yeah.
All right, so, blues legend Johnny Winter dies in Switzerland. We have with us Jeff Dowder, who is a musician, plays at Mr. Pooh's, holds forth there on weekends with his band Dark Horse. Although a member of a new generation of musicians, Jeff, you're not exactly a blues aficionado. Do you guys do any kind of blues? Does Dark Horse do any kind of blues?
Well, I mean, we do have done in the past some blues tunes that I wrote. I wrote a song called in conjunction with Darkness at Sunrise, if you're familiar with it, you know.
Well, Darkness at Sunrise was the debut that never did get released of...
Yes, it did. Got released on Cannabis Records and Tapes, but then they decided to fold the record company because the name of the record company had to do with, marijuana, and so they are still thinking of a change of...
Is your album coming out?
Yeah, it was. I was signed to Cannabis Records and Tapes.
You were signed to Cannabis Records and Tapes?
Yeah.
Okay, when's the album coming out?
When they get a new name for the company, man.
All right, look, Dowder, don't start yelling at Phil. He's giving you some publicity.
Well, I understand that, and I do appreciate it, Mr. Henry, but, I mean, let's not be naive. The reason why you have me on your program this morning is to talk about Mr. Johnny Winter, which I'm very happy to do. Now, you asked me... What were you asking me about?
Do you do any blues in your band, in Dark Horse?
Well, you got do.
Yeah, I didn't. You went do blues. You mean did I do blues?
Do you?
Well, no, the band does.
That's what I'm saying, man. Does your band?
All right. Okay, I got confused.
Jeff, when he says do you, he means your band.
Here's his daughter. Read between the lines, will you?
What?
Does your band do any blues?
Yeah, we do a song called Darkness at Sunrise Blues, which was a based on Darkness at Sunrise. And I don't have my drum kit with me. I'll if you want me to, Mr. Henry, right now I'm in Mr. Pooh's. I was picking up some equipment from last night, and they're doing some vacuuming. Hey, Jerry, can you vacuum in another area of the club? I realize it's just one room and there is no other area, but just go back. Yeah, thanks. All right, this is a Darkness at Sunrise Blues. And if you can imagine, Rick Spleen is our guitar player, and Sandy Abinelli is our bass player. And it kind of goes like this. Do-do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do. Well, I woke up this morning, thought I'd go to the beach. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
for God's sake.
Down to the beach.
What is this guy singing?
And what?
Nothing. Hold on. Let him finish the song. What is this? Is called?
Yeah, this is Darkness at Sunrise. Is somebody talking or something?
Jeff, are you the lead singer on this song?
Rick Spleen and I trade off lead vocals.
Rick Spleen, and he.
Yeah, Rick Spleen. You never heard of Rick Spleen?
No, I'm afraid I haven't.
Wow.
Rick Spleen's one of the top guitar players along the beach area.
Oh, well, okay. I missed that one. I don't hang out at the beach area.
You ought to come down to the L.A. beaches instead of hanging out at Ventura beaches where there's more heroin addicts up there. And anyway...
Why don't you watch what you're talking about, okay, my friend, and just worry about where you are from and where you live and where you go.
I'm just trying to lay it down here for the people what to know.
Yeah. Speaking of heroin addicts...
Is that a reference to me?
No, but it's a reference to the way you talk. Now, can we please get back to Johnny Winter and...
You asked me about Darkness at Sunrise.
No, I was... All right, the band... How familiar are you...
Mr. Henry, you really got... You're going, how familiar... You're talking bad. Your mouth doesn't work. You need coffee. You probably need methadrine.
Hey, dude, I know what I need. You stick to what you need. Tell me about this blues song. Was Johnny Winter an influence?
I would say Johnny Winter was a minor influence. The biggest blues influence that we ever had would probably have been Ted Nugent, you know.
Ted Nugent?
Well, yeah.
What? How is Ted Nugent a blues influence?
Are you kidding? Ted Nugent's had the blues for so very long, you know.
Well, having the blues and being able to play it, those are two different things.
No, I've been trying to tell him that, though. He don't want to listen to me.
Well, I mean, look, Robert, you know, the blues...
I'm trying to tell you, I'm not saying I know more about the blues than you do. You tell me Ted Nugent, man, he don't even play the blues.
Are you kidding me or something? Ted Nugent, he is the blues, man. Everybody's going to laugh at this. Everyone's going to go, oh, ha, ha. I'm not talking about a politics or anything, but Ted Nugent, he gives you the blues. He is the blues. He gets the blues from me. You know, I'm not trying to badmouth Ted Nugent like everybody do, you know?
Look at Ted. I was going to call you Ted.
I would consider that a compliment.
Yeah, what if you meant Ted Bundy?
Oh, well, you know what, man? He didn't mean Ted Bundy.
All right, look at Jeff. Finish up your comments here about Ted Nugent. We're going to get into another Johnny Winter song. Your song, The Darkness at Sunrise Blues, goes how?
Well, I was giving you an example of it. And if Rick Spleen starts out with do-do-do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and then it goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Well, I woke up this morning, I went to the beach to have a swim, do-do-do-do-do-do. And I took my boogie board and I went about 30 yards out. The darkness at sunrise, yeah, it started to freak me out. You see? And then there's an extended drum solo there for about 20 minutes. And then we get back into the darkness at sunrise, the darkness at sunrise, the darkness at sunrise, the darkness at sunrise. Everything's at sunrise and it's dark and it ought to be light out. How come? Because that's when the sun's supposed to come out. Okay, I mean, I'm not doing the guitar part all that well.
No, you're not.
Well, I'm playing mouth guitar, man.
What do you mean mouth guitar? You mean you don't have a guitar there?
No, I don't have a guitar here. So I'm doing the mouth guitar.
Well, why don't you play mouth drums, too, while you're on the subject? Don't you have no drum kit?
No, I don't have no drum kit, man, because they loaded it in already. Oh! And besides, man, we ain't gigging tonight, man. What is this, Thursday night?
Yeah.
We're not gigging again until tomorrow night. But anyway, like, doodly 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 do do do. Hey, it's darkness at sunrise. Wow, I've got the blue. Another song that I wrote was for my girlfriend, Tammy, who it will be our third anniversary last month. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Your third anniversary last month?
It will be my third anniversary. Oh.
Yeah, you already had it. God, what a... Man, your brain ought to be replaced.
Yeah, my brain ought to be replaced?
All right, so anyway, Tammy.
What about her?
You're...
Oh, yeah, our anniversary, so I wrote a song about Tammy. It's called Hey Woman. It's called Sunshine. I haven't really given it a name yet, but it's all about how the brightness of, you know, you're my sunflower woman. That's what I think I'll call it, Sunflower Woman. Well, Sunflower Woman, yeah, yeah. I haven't even written the lyrics. In fact, I don't even really have a song that I'm planning.
All right, thanks a lot, Jeff.
Yeah, but you guys come out to Mr. Pooh.
That guy, you know what? The only reason why he comes on your program is to plug that cheap, creepy band of his.
Yeah, it's going to be on Mr. Pluto.
That's right. Go out and see, I don't mind plugging Jeff's band. It's okay. Go out and see Jeff Dowder tomorrow night at Mr. Pooh's in Huntington Beach. All right, what do you think we, you want to keep, do me, you, okay. Here is Johnny Winter with another one here as we remember Johnny Winter on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's one called Dallas.
And later on, if you want, I can get the ukulele. I don't have a ukulele, but...
Blues ukulele.
And this one is called Dallas. Notice the blues. Notice the authentic blues.
Dallas, man, take my rhythm and my gun. Ah, yeah.
Woo!
A lot of people looking for trouble. Man, I'm sure gonna give them some.
This is General Galen Shaw for the world-famous Phil Henry Show, live from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Bradley's Gun Shop is where I go to make sure that all of my weapons are cleaned properly, that I have full ammo casings, and that I have the very latest in protection for my family. Bradley's Gun Shop. I like to go there, hang around, and take a look at some of the latest guns. Now, I don't believe that guns should be sold to anyone other than me. That's right, I only think that guns should be sold to those with military experience, that you have proven yourself as a member of the United States military. That's my solution to the gun control problem.
I'm Margaret Gray. As a counterpoint to that, I'd like to say there are a great many veterans that have been guilty of...
Get out of here, Margaret.
What about that psychiatrist at Fort Hood?
This is General Galen. Shut it, you stick it, Margaret. You, why don't you and your husband both stick the same thing up the combined shared ass of your family?
How dare you?
I'm Bud Dickman. I got the blues.
Why don't you and your husband stick it up the
Wow. Now you heard me.
Stick it up our cabana.
No.
What is it if they'll do?
That's the thing called Dallas, Johnny Winter. Now, here's another one. This is the one I was looking for. That's a nice song. I like that. That's slide guitar, as you know, that what they call a bottleneck guitar they used to have. Here's one called Hustle Down in Texas, though. And I'm sure we can all relate to that, given current news events. So, yeah.
Hustle down in Texas.
Look out.
Went to Chicago, too.
Here,
will you? When I travel around in Georgia, I'm in the southern sea.
Have mercy!
I travel around in Georgia, I'm in the southern sea. Just trying to find somebody, a friend whose deal was clean.
Yee-hoo!
Use me for your fool, sign the dotted line.
There's a song about Perry, shall we say?
I think it could be about Rick Perry.
Can I listen to the song? Is that all right with you?
Yes, of course, honey. What a dickhead.
Call you dickhead, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I heard it.
Guitar there, right?
Yes.
What do you think it is, a ukulele?
Woo-hoo! All right. Johnny Winter, and that's Hustle Down in Texas.
Well, I'll tell you what, that kid played that guitar pretty good, huh?
Yeah, that Johnny Winter, man. All the slide guitar.
A lot of slide guitar, and they used to call it a bottleneck guitar.
Better call that.
Because they would bust off the neck of a bottle, and before they took the bottle and smashed it across a guy's, I'm kidding, okay?
Oh, mighty Phil.
No, they would take a bottleneck and put their finger up the bottleneck, if you'll pardon the expression, and use that as a slide implement, sliding it up and down the strings, and it was called bottleneck guitar. Now, Johnny Winter played bottleneck. I think there was a little bit of that there. Lots of guitar players down through the years all started with the blues, with the, as they say, the blues greats. So we're playing some Johnny Winter music.
Johnny Winter was 70 years of age. Now, did they say the cause of death?
I think it was just heart failure. He died in his hotel room in Zurich, 70 years of age. Well, God bless you, Johnny. And we'll give you a little bit more on this. You know, we're just taking some time here this morning. It's kind of an important thing for me. I was a huge, and still remain a huge, blues fan. And for to read this news, it was quite a shock. I didn't even see it.
Well, I saw you were doing the pre-show, and you were fooling around with something. Then you said, Jesus H. Christ, Johnny Winter died.
I don't believe that was my quote, General.
Well, you looked and said, you know, you turned almost as white as Johnny Winter, and you went, holy Jesus, I look like Johnny Winter, he must be dead.
I didn't say that either.
I'm trying to jazz it up.
The General is just trying to make it more colorful.
Isn't that nice? What do you mean, I must be the color of Johnny Winter, he must be dead?
I don't know, but there was something that you did this morning. I'm trying to put my finger on it, if you'll pardon the expression, finger on it.
Yeah, you're gonna have to watch that.
Thank you.
All right. So, that is that. Other news this morning that we will be getting into from time to time. Tiger Woods has opened the 2014 British Open with a 3-under 69 open, and Rory McIlroy is open, and also the store at the corner is open, and...
What are you talking? Give me that. Let's see, Tiger Woods open 2014, but... Oh, this is golf. This is golf, Mung. Here, you take it back.
Thank you. When he stepped off the second green Thursday morning, a poor fairway shot at the first and a 3-putt on number 2 just behind him. Holy Jesus, Tiger. Tiger Woods returned to major championship play, looked every bit to be a struggle. He looked like he was going to butcher that thing alive.
Let me see that. You know, I'm a big Tiger Woods fan.
Yeah, let me see that.
Give me that. Don't you guys grab copy out of my hands.
I just wanted to see if you started to squeal like a bitch, and you did. You went, give me that.
Okay, so what about it? What, are you trying to cause a fight this morning?
I just wanted to... I feel very bad that I was trying to illustrate the blues clarinet is what I want to say.
All right, go ahead. Demonstrate the blues clarinet.
The blues clarinet?
Blues clarinet.
Well, the ukulele... The blues clarinet would be this. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know...
Gerald, that's the worst. That I can't. God, that's horrifying. God, I hate it. I hate you.
Well, I think it's got potential.
Yeah.
Who was that? You know who I loved? I loved very deep. Would you just Acker Bilk? Did he die?
Acker Bilk? No, I don't know if he did or not.
Why are you laughing?
Because I think that in the context of this morning's passing of Johnny Winter and the music that we're playing from him. I think that you talking about Acker Bilk is about as jacked over as it gets.
Wait, hold the phone, my friend. If Acker Bilk croaks, excuse me, I didn't mean to say croak, if Acker Bilk goes west, I didn't mean to say that,
if Acker Bilk dies...
Yes, can we do a whole morning dedicated to his music?
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Why not?
Because we're not going to do a whole morning dedicated to Acker Bilk, if you don't mind, okay? It's just not going to happen, and I'm not going to explain.
Oh, well, all right. Sieg Heil, Mein Führer. God, Phil.
That's the most... What a stupid thing to say.
Well, Phil, don't you believe that we at least are allowed our creative input?
Did I not allow the creative input there of the General?
Yeah.
No, hold on. Whoa. Didn't I just allow that?
Yes, you did.
And what did I say?
You said, no, you can't.
Right. But I allowed the creative input.
Well, what about consensus?
There is no consensus here, Margaret. I think I've given you guys the wrong impression.
Yeah, well, I was going to play, I was going to play mouth organ later on.
Yeah, I'll bet you played a mouth organ.
Hey,
watch it. I'm the guy that calls the shots around here. Hello? I'm the guy.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, General. You're a general. You know, you were in the Army. You know that there has to be a command structure. You know there has to... The orders flow from the top down.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Real funny. But they do.
Yes, they do.
All right. Well, I'm the general of this Army. With all due respect to you, sir, and your service to this country, I'm the general. Me. I. Okay?
My God, you sound like John Gotti.
Yeah, love that, dog. Tape we're listening to.
We were just listening to a transcript of a John Gotti, not a transcript, but listen to the tape, of John Gotti. He said, you tell that blankety-blank, me, John Gotti, will sever his blankety-blank head off. And he's all with his me, John Gotti. And then he goes on to that, you know, that third-grade education of his.
Well, I'm not John Gotti, and I'm not talking about severing anybody's head off. I'm just telling you, I'm the guy that calls the shots around here. If I don't, who am will?
Good point.
Thank you. All right, so getting back to my close personal friend here, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods stepped off the second green on Thursday and...
Give me that. You already said that.
Back to me. Anyway, Royal Liverpool Golf Club bathed in the sun and nothing more than a light breeze there for the taking, and at the moment it appeared Woods would allow everyone else to take it while he stood by, fingering it, playing with it, paddling it, and idling in his recovery from back surgery. But over the ensuing 4 months...
Did he really say that?
Give me that back. No, he didn't. But over the ensuing 4 months... I mean, give me... I'm going to start to hit people.
You'd even hit a woman.
No. Which doesn't mean you get to start grabbing copy from me. But over the ensuing 4 months, more than a few glimpses of the old Woods appeared. It wasn't that long ago, Woods said afterward, as defiant as ever, I won 5 times last year. What? It wasn't that long ago... I won 5 times last year. Oh, okay. But on a major stage, this has been lacking. So Tiger Woods has won. But he hasn't won the big prize in a long time.
Hey.
Thank you. So anyway, he won 5 times last year. But on the major stage, this has been lacking. Woods, 3 under par 69 in the first round of the British Open, wasn't in the class of Rory McIlroy's bogey-free 66, also in the morning wave, but it was enough to send some ripples through the galleries along the River Dee. Ferry across the Mersey.
Now that is the Mersey.
Jesus, what are you doing there, Phil?
I'm singing that song about ferry across the Mersey.
Right, but that's the River Dee. It's not the River Mersey.
I know, but it just reminded me.
Of what?
It's Liverpool, isn't it?
Let's see. No, it says Holyoke, England.
The Royal Liverpool Golf Club.
Whatever.
It felt good to be back out competing again, Woods said. It wasn't exactly the greatest of starts. Yet given the circumstances, 5 under over his final 4 holes, it was a solid finish. Who doesn't want to see Tiger Woods? Come on, man. You got to love a comeback story, huh?
That guy, Tiger Woods. Look, that kid dominated everything there was in golf. Can't he let somebody else win?
What is it with everybody? I happen to like... it just seems to me...
Oh, Phil, don't say it's about his race, all right?
Well, how come Jack Nicklaus got a win?
Jack Nicklaus is the greatest golfer to ever live.
Tiger Woods is starting to look like that too, okay? I think a lot of people want to see Tiger Woods do... All I want to see is the guy make a comeback. You know, I'm a big underdog fan. See this guy come back would be fantastic, don't you think? It's an exciting story. That's all I'm trying to say. Jesus. All right, we're going to get back to more of our friend here, Johnny Winter... As we are remembering Johnny Winter this morning on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Johnny Winter died in Switzerland yesterday at the age of 70. The great guitarist, blues rocker, Texan. Johnny Winter, at least one reason to like Texas.
Go, Johnny, go.
That's not the song, for Jesus' sake.
He used to carry his guitar and a gun in sack. Sit beneath the trees
along the railroad track.
Oh.
Many people do still.
Strumming with the rhythm that the drivers made. People passing by, they would stop and say,
oh,
my, what the little country boy.
money, now go.
Go, Johnny, go, go, go!
And don't ever darken my door again, Johnny.
Go! Go.
Johnny, be goo-woo-woo-woo.
There's Johnny Winter.
Now, who wrote that song?
Chuck Berry.
That's a Chuck Berry song.
Chuck Berry. Now, there's a guy. What, has he died yet?
No, he had. Thank God, Chuck Berry's still with us. You know, we all have a date with the big man down the road. That's what I call the date with destiny, man. We're all on our way there. It doesn't matter who you are. We're all headed down there, General.
Don't remind me.
So I'm sure at some point, you know.
Yeah, what if you die before Chuck Berry died? You still want us to do a tribute to him?
Yeah, okay. What a jackass, bud.
Well, I'm just asking.
You talk about if he dies, man. Don't be one of the Bone and Bill Phil Henry show.
God, talk much?
You think much, man?
Hey. Ow, 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 ow. He tried to pinch me.
I didn't even touch him.
I know. So it hurt that he tried to pinch you, huh?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Are you guys pinching each other? Is that it?
Yeah, but Sammy won't let me hit him anymore.
Yeah. Kind of, if you hit me, you could loosen the plate in my head.
Right. If you hit me, you could loosen the plate in my head.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I said. Don't wear it out.
That's what he said, don't wear it out.
But the phrase is, that's my name, don't wear it out. Not, that's what I said, don't wear it out.
No, that's what he said.
Oh, okay. You're right. I got it wrong. You're right. Thank you. All right, so...
Who are some of the other blues guitar players or blues legends, as long as we're talking about Johnny Winter, that you recall, Phil?
Well, I mean, what do you mean?
Well, the info, you mentioned Muddy Waters.
Well, Muddy Waters is a great... Muddy Waters was making hit records in the 50s, but most of them were played on what were then called R&B stations. Today we have R&B, but it's not got anything to do with the R&B of the 50s. Those were the urban stations of the 50s. When you said R&B in radio in those days, you were talking about what today would be called urban radio, hip-hop urban radio, which is black radio, or what has been traditionally music that black listeners listen to on a radio station. So Muddy Waters was a big R&B artist back then. And so were a number of others. Lightning Hopkins was, and people like that. Lightning Hopkins is another example. I don't know, man. I mean, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee are guys that I listen to, and they're acoustic players. Sonny Boy Williamson, people like that. And from all of that, Johnny Winter listened to, and there was that guy that I told you about, the Texas songster Mance Lipscomb, who I actually met when he came to Los Angeles to the Ash Grove.
I said Ash Grove.
It wasn't called the Ash Grove, was it?
No, it wasn't the Ash Grove. It was the Ash Grove.
Oh, that's the club that... Okay.
What happened, Margaret?
Well, I better not say.
What don't you want to say?
Well, the Ash Grove burned.
They do.
It burned down a few times.
Yes, it burned a few times. Hello? We got to get Frank on the phone. He can tell you...
No, I'm not going to be talking in any of those... You can look up Ash Grove if you want on Wikipedia and find out what the ins and the outs were of that, but... The Ash Grove was a blues club here in L.A., and it did burn down several times. I think the final time that it burned down, they decided they wouldn't. What are you trying to say? Insurance fraud or something?
Well...
No. LA's down through the years, we've had jazz and blues clubs in this town of varying degrees of quality. I'd say the Ash Grove was the real deal. They had great blues acts that would come in there. They also would have some rock and roll acts, you know, sort of underground rock and roll acts. The Troubadour, which is still around over there in Santa Monica, the Troubadour had a lot of blues and jazz. And then there were a lot of jazz clubs. But like I say, they come and they go, and some are good and some are bad, and some you wish had never opened, and some you wish they would have turned immediately into like a hamburger stand or something like that. All right. The United Nations is opening up the archives of one of history's darkest periods, but I would very, very strongly advise that are you a student of history? And, you know, this is an area that is of particular interest to me, and that is the era of the 30s and 40s in Europe leading up to World War II. The United Nations, all of their files, along with the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, a full copy now has been obtained of UN War Crimes Commission archive, of the UN War Crimes Commission archive, and that has largely been locked away for the past 70 years under restricted access at the UN. On Thursday, the museum will announce it has made the entire digital archive freely available to visitors in its research room. Now, get a load of that. The United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington has obtained a full copy of the UN War Crimes Commission. Now, this is going to be some real gruesome stuff. But nonetheless, something that for the first time in history, we have the ability to take a good, long, hard look at. It's not the first time that man has been incredibly inhumane to man. It's not the first time that there's been mass murder. It's not the first time that that there have been horrifying crimes of this kind. On this scale, we've never seen it before. But throughout history, we've had incidents along with warfare that have been similar to this, but we haven't been able to really study it. We don't really know what happened. We didn't really know what the causes. And with World War II, we have, for the first time, we can take a look at this event and look at what caused it. Really look at what caused it. It's not one of these things, you know, well, how come World War II started? The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Well, there's a lot more involved than just that.
Well, what about this guy you were talking to, some jackass that said it was a conspiracy, the United States, and...
You look at I'm not even going to dignify dumbasses that want to go into this whole a conspiracy by the U.S. to start a war. I won't dignify it, because until somebody has evidence, and that means actual, real, live evidence that you can put together in a cohesive and logical way, and it's corroborated, and, you know, the signs of history begin pointing in that direction, you can stick it way, way up there, twist it, and then pull it out so there's a trickle of blood. Bud.
Hey. Oh, God, you have a way of putting things. Would you stop that, please?
Hey.
Stop it, bud.
You have a way of putting things, Phil.
Anyway, the news as we have it here this morning, the U.S. Holocaust Museum and the U.N. War Crimes Commission, they've largely locked away these files for 70 years, but they are available today. Freely available, the entire digital archive, to visitors in the research room of the UN War Crimes Commission. Now, why can't they make this available online?
Well, I'm sure they will, but right now they want to encourage visitors to the museum. You know, if everything is available digitally online, there's no reason for anyone to go into the actual building where these things are housed and to interact in a very real and singular way with the events of history. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey.
All right, fine.
Oh, you get to be applauded, but I don't. Wow.
Yeah, you know, Phil, the least you can do.
All right, she got applauded.
Well, don't be a big baby about it, Phil.
Yeah, but Sam, she has the right to be applauded.
Okay, here, hey.
You're still a baby, Phil. Everything you do now is baby-like until the end of the program.
Well, then we only have 3 minutes left of that.
What?
We're doing three. I'm sorry, folks, we're doing an hour, as I said at the outset, because I have a doctor's appointment, if you want to know the honest truth, and that's just where that's at. Now then.
Well, we're going to get back to our Johnny Rivers tribute, the poor side of do-do-do. Oh, it's not Johnny Rivers.
Johnny Winter. Johnny Winter.
Well, who died?
Johnny Winter died. Johnny Rivers.
Do you remember that Johnny Rivers song, though? Do-do-do-wah. I know we're doing Johnny Winter, but I want, when Johnny Rivers,
Yeah, when Johnny Rivers dies, Margaret, you can sing that.
Well, okay, Phil. I was simply, it was an honest mistake.
Probably wishful thinking. You probably wish he'd die. So
how? Oh my God! What a horrifying thing to say. Give me your face.
Oh wow! Did you hear that, Mr. Ow?
Yeah, that's why.
Gee, you're rude. I can't believe.
Read it and weep.
Margaret, I don't want you smacking a guy like that.
He made one too many cracks about his face and my...
Don't say vagina.
Well, I didn't...
I didn't hear him say anything like that. I didn't hear any word like that. All right, I tell you what we're going to do here is get our ass well out of here. And, of course, thank you for joining us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget, if you're a Backstage Pass member, to visit our website at philhenryshow.com and get your name in the running. Drop your username there and get in the running for a drawing the last week in this month to win yourself a VIP package to our one-man show July the 30th at the Hollywood Improv. It's going to be out of sight, you know. We've got big, big things in the offing here on our website. As I mentioned, we also, in terms of the whole television thing, going to be with Derek Waters this coming weekend for a special addendum to Drunk History. I don't want to get into the specifics of it, but some of the narrators are going to get together with Derek and do some behind the scenes. And then, of course, the Drunk History episode should be coming up very, very shortly there on Drunk History. Having a great, great season over there as well. For the rest of you guys that have been writing us emails as to when we plan on visiting your neck of the woods with our one-man show, don't worry. We have everybody in mind. We have all of the cities that have been big Phil Henry stops in the years past. When we get out on the road, and it will be over this next 12-month period, we begin to formulate what we're going to do. We're going to come visit each and every one of you guys or get close to you what the hell am I listening to, man? Well, anyway, let's check out here. What was that, bud?
I don't know, man.
Jesus.
Jesus H. Christ, this is General Galen Shaw.
God said, Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be...
We'll see you guys later.
God said, no.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive...
I'll do it, thank you. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced... I don't want to do it.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil... World famous Phil,
get out of here. It's produced by me on the Sideshow Network.
God said out on Highway 61. Told you Sam, he had a bloody nose. Little Frank and Papa, they wouldn't give him no clothes. Howard, where can I go? Howard said, man, ain't but one place I know. And Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Boy, Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. King, I got 48 red, white, and blue shoestrings, and 1,000 telephones that will not ring. Tell me, man, where I can get rid of these things. And Louis the King said, wait, let me think for a minute, son. And we said, yes, I believe it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. Much too white. He said, come here, step into the light. He said, yes, you're right. Wanna tell a second mother this has been done. But then his second mother this type of thing before, but yes, I believe it can be very easily done. Yeah.